doing in the community. He has some good letters of recommendation, awards.
Back to going in order. 22-237.
Okay, so you're doing now?
Number five.
22-237.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Sergeant, can you please identify yourself and your witness for the record?
Pursuit Authority, Bridgeport Police Department, Sergeant Michael Segrist, SIGRIST.
And Nicole Lozada, typist, in the Pistol Permit Division, typist one, sorry. And my last name is Lozada, LOCADA.
And counsel for the record?
Attorney Sherman, Attorney Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant, who seated to my right.
Sergeant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yeah, the denial was granted on suitability, I mean, based on suitability for several domestics.
Attorney Sherman, opening statement?
I'll pass, thank you.
Sergeant, you may proceed with your case.
The denial is due to suitability. Upon conducting a background investigation, we discovered several encounters with the Bridgeport Police Department. These encounters involved issues with the applicant's boyfriend, which occurred over a four-year period. These encounters range from threats made by both the applicant and her boyfriend, violations of a protective order, and other domestic incidents. At the time of the original denial, the most recent police encounter was May 20th, 2021. The most recent encounter to the date is 8/2/22. Some noted encounters were, most of them were something like threatening to kill him, threatening with a firearm, shoot him, mention of a firearm.
If any of these, and I don't know, because this is all I have for documentation, if any of these pertain to erased cases where there were criminal charges brought against the appellant, I'm going to object unless we have firsthand testimony from someone who witnessed the incident, involved the arrest, that sort of thing.
Okay, I'm just gonna note, as I said on the opening statement, if there's any erased records at issue here, those are not permitted to be discussed unless they are from personal recollection. So I don't know if there was any arrests that you're gonna be talking about, but if there were arrests and nollies or dismissals, then...
Well, we're all good on our...
That's it for your opening statement?
Yes.
Okay. Attorney Sherman? I mean, I'm sorry, you, wow. And I had coffee. All right, so that was your total case, or?
Yes, for all the incidents with the domestics.
Okay. Do we cross?
So you're not gonna bring up any cases?
Oh, we have all the cases here, you just...
No, no, but we have to...
You have to present them.
If you can, if they're not erased, you can present them. If they are, you cannot.
Case number, let's see, 21-0005055. And here, mention, let's see. Specifically on November 18th, Molina told Bridgeport Police Officer...
What year?
21. Officer Smith, Arega choked, the appellant choked him, threatened him, and would get people to shoot him. That's one of them.
Was that an arrest?
No.
That's when you came in and you had concern.
from 15 to 9, she started therapy. Because she was mad that she was doing it. So he stated that he's ready to shoot, continue.
All right, I believe appellant's boyfriend, book reveal that stated, among other things, that, quote, "Thank God that she would not have a permit. She is crazy. She is a stickler on her front door that says crazy bitch with a dog and a gun. She takes Xanax daily. Molina asks if a mental check on the appellant will also be completed before the review board issues her a pistol permit."
What was that? That was part of the background investigation?
Correct. These are all the incident reports that we told
us. No, but when was that? Who said it?
No, when the appellant received her denial, she came down.
And then this report was done. So she had actually received, we were not in the department at the time.
It was really not for me to ask questions at this time. I'm just trying to get you to give the board the details.
Yeah, so at the time of her denial, I guess when the sergeant in pistol permits had done the denial, on 9-2 of 2021, the officer C. Ortiz, who was currently assigned to the Bridgeport Police Permits Office, on September 2nd of 2021, they received a phone call from a woman who identified herself as Amanda Arrearage.
The use of her name.
Oh, yes. Sorry, appellant, sorry. Appellant requested a status on her pistol permit application she submitted. I advise appellant, her pistol permit application was denied due to suitability in a certified letter documenting all findings were mailed to the address she provided on her application. At the time, appellant requested further information and seemed confused as to why she would be denied for a pistol permit. I advised appellant, upon conducting a background investigation, I discovered several encounters with Bridgeport Police Department. All encounters were domestic related within a 3-year time frame with her boyfriend. Can you say anything?
Yes. His name, yes.
Okay.
Alexis, just not her address.
Okay. Alexis Molina. Specifically, on November 18, 2018, Molina told Bridgeport Police Officer C. Smith, appellant, choked him, threatened him, and would get people to shoot him. And then there's referred to the other case number, which we also have. So that refers to CFS 18020668 15 for further details. And then it says, furthermore, I explained to appellant, also detailed in the certified letter are the instructions on how to properly appeal this decision with the Board of Firearms Permit Examiners. If the review board overturns the decision, a temporary pistol permit will be provided to her. I provided appellant the following police report numbers and recommended her to retrieve all reports prior to her appeal. Then it just goes on to list the dates and the CFS numbers of the incident. Shortly after speaking with the appellant over the phone, a male later identified as Alexis Molina arrived at the Bridgeport Police Station. Molina advised me he is appellant's ex-boyfriend. Molina stated appellant contacted him and was very upset because her pistol permit application was denied due to his previous arrest history. As I explained to appellant, I also explained to Molina she was not denied due to his history, but because of the previous threat she made to him. Molina looked relieved and stated, among other things, thank God she should not have a permit. She's crazy. She has a sticker on her front door that says crazy bitch with a dog and a gun. She takes Xanax daily. Molina asked if a mental health check was done on a village and also completed before the review board of her pistol permit. I advise Molina there will be a mental health check completed. It should be noted, while Molina was talking with me, he showed his phone on 3 different occasions. While appellant was calling him, Molina also stated due to her being denied her pistol permit, appellant will not allow him to see his 2-year-old daughter. Molina stated he will look into filing custody at a later date. Once Molina left the Bridgeport Police Station, I received another call from the appellant. Appellant was very upset on the phone and crying. I asked appellant if she would need medical attention, but she denied and stated, among other things, that is the last thing I need. They are going to think I am crazy. Appellant stated Molina has caused so much trouble in her life, and it is the main reason why they are currently separated and why she wanted to have an abortion. Appellant stated he is going to hinder her from obtaining a security job and moving on in life.
Appealant also mentioned needing her pistol permit for her personal protection. Again, I advise appealant the decision for her denial will be reviewed. If she would like to appeal the decision, I also advise appealant I would be documenting today's incident and a copy of this report will be made available to her. And then we just have included our, all the incidents, which seem to have all taken place. Our majority of them have taken place at the residence. There was an incident on 6/19 of 2020 that was called in by an 11-year-old. And it stated that her mom, the appealant, and her boyfriend are arguing and it's becoming physical, unknown if weapons. And then there's just other reports for the domestics and other incidents. And there weren't like arrest history on the reports, but there were incidents and they were documented. So I think we had 18 reports from 11/23 of 18 to 8/1 of 2022. And they ranged from just threatening, the complainants, harassment, domestics, custodial interference, and assaults. Oh, and there was one motor vehicle evading. The appealant left the scene and then came back.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah.
What we would like to see, and it's important, you can't just say we have 18 cases and there's some stuff going on. It's got to be 18 cases, this date, this time, this is what the appellant did.
Okay.
Because it sounds like some of those cases are not the appellant doing something.
Yes, so I had sent over copies.
Well, I know that.
Do you want me to go through each one?
Well, look what we have. We can't
put
all that together.
You have one? Pardon me?
We're creating a record on tape.
Yeah, I have two pages.
It's important that you...
Sergeant, was... What you provided to us provided to Attorney Sherman.
Or to my client.
So I was told when I provide to the appealant, we provide everything that was given to us when they submitted. Like their application and all of their stuff. Are we also supposed to provide police reports, our in-house checks?
You're supposed to provide
everything. You're supposed to provide the record you're presenting to us.
With the exception of the FBRC and the collect records. Yes, the report should be.
Okay, so I thought anything in-house was held to us. That was just my communication.
Now, you should provide everything that
okay.
you're going to use at the hearing, absent things like erase records. There are certain things you can't provide.
Okay.
Collect information.
Madam Chairman, I'm going to ask for a continuance so that we can get the documentation. It doesn't look like we're looking at a page or two. It looks like 20 pages.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, continuance is granted.
Can I give you a date tomorrow? I don't have my laptop, so I can't.
Oh.
I can't.
Sure.
I thought you said we're going to do it tomorrow.
No, yeah, let's
do it back here tomorrow.
No.
But we'll work it out by email.
Yeah. I have a question for you on another case anyway, so I'll be in touch with you, and I'll let you know for sure.
Okay, and then if we're going to move forward with the continuance, can we maybe subpoena him to come in or to testify?
Who's him?
The other party that's involved.
Oh, absolutely.
You can subpoena whoever you want that you think is relevant.
Yep.
Going forward, any documents you submit to the board should be submitted to the other side.
But not any of the checks or record checks.
Do
that's
collect
right.
records.
Well, yeah, if it's collect, you can't.
Right. Do officers involved in the reports also have to be present?
Only if it was an erased record.
Oh, right. If it's
an erased arrest.
Right. If they have an erased record and somebody can testify by their knowledge of being at the scene or investigating it.
Oh, right. There's been a lot of not good stuff with erased records. Unless Attorney Sherman knows it off the top of his head or Chief Rosenzweig, the statute, which everybody should read, is Connecticut General Statutes 54-142A.
55. What is it? 154?
I'm sorry. 54-142A. As we get a lot of issuing authorities coming in with secret records, so it makes it difficult. So that's a good statute to read.
I will get back to both of you with a date and make sure that it works for everybody.
Okay. So the continuance is granted and you are free to leave.
Thank you.